Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Freedom Wire, your number one source for patriotic truth. That's Connor. That's Ryan. Today we have Johnny sitting in with us. He will be taking the position of the liberal...
No, pro and for your impeachment, right?
He's neither pro... but he is a liberal. Yeah. He's a liberal. Let's just call it like it is. My new pronoun is His Majesty, so you can call me that, or you could call me Sean, either way.
Or Her Majesty.
No one's going to call him His Majesty. Oh,
yeah. Her. But it's my new pronoun. You have to respect my pronoun. Before we jump into the podcast, please like the video, share it if you can. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel and hit the notifications button. That way you'll know whenever a new episode comes out. Also, if you could please comment below, what are your thoughts so far on Impeachgate?
Day one.
Impeachment watch.
Oh, hey, it's like...
It's like Hurricane Watch.
And we also have that on our website. We have an impeachment watch.
Impeachment watch. Let us know what you think so far. Has it been a lame duck effort by the Dems like we, well, like the majority of the people at this table believe, at least that I know?
You got a majority now.
Are the Dems making their case? Please comment below. Also, if you like any of the swag you see, minus Johnny's shirt... And my cup, or his cup. We're gonna make fun of this cup. It's Wonder Woman punching out Donald Trump, just so you guys can see it.
That's actually pretty funny.
If you like any of the Freedom Wire gear, please go to freedomwire.com. That way you can get all the gear as well as read all of our articles that will bring you the truth as to what's really going on in DC as a conservative season. Now.
Impeachment watch.
Impeachment
2019.
Watch. 2019.
Every 20 years, we need a good impeachment in this country.
Now, for those of you that are watching at home and those that are listening, Johnny is a friend of Freedom Wire, even though he does not partake of our views. He was at one point a Republican.
I was.
He went independent. And last year, he made the biggest mistake of his life, which was not having twins. It was actually becoming a Democrat.
Yes. Sadly, you know, in Florida, you have to be a Democrat to vote in the primaries.
Right.
That is something hopefully will change. Before, I was on the sidelines. I couldn't vote in either Republican nor Democratic primary. So I was like, my vote's not counting.
I know we're focusing mostly on impeachment, but it is kind of interesting. You once voted for Democrats and became a conservative. He was kind of the other way around. So it's kind of interesting.
Right.
You took each other's spot on the team.
Yes. Yeah. We switched teams.
Red Rover sending Sean Robinson over.
Trading spaces.
Yeah. But here's the difference is my voter registration card still says, and we'll always say independent because I do not want to just toe any party's line just because. I want to be able to make my own choices, pardon me. And eventually in Florida, they are talking about letting independents vote in the primaries, which would be awesome.
That would be great.
Would you change your card back to independent?
I would. I don't think it's going to happen in 2020, so it's going to be 2024.
Do you think a lot of that has to do with Trump? Just because you don't like Trump or you don't like the Republican Party in general? What was your kind of main driver for that?
My main driver to kind of switch over was the whole, how do you say it? I met Trump one time when I worked for another conservative news website. He was amazing. His hair was amazing, by the way.
It lives up to the hype, huh?
In real life, it's better than it is on the TV.
Oh, wow.
When you meet somebody, you kind of gain that 30 seconds, you can tell he was a billionaire. You can tell he wanted to take care of the people around him, but his parting words is what kind of like always made me be wary. As he was leaving, he told all of us, make sure you vote for me. Cause it was 08. He was running for 08. Make sure you vote for me. I'll fire your asses. And I'm like, all right, this guy pretty much knows what he wants, but at the same time.
So you changed your idea on Trump on a joke?
No, I did not. I watched Trump on that joke. And for the years, 15 years after and after, I would see some of the ideals and stuff, like the birth certificate thing. I thought that was hilarious, but at the same time, just, you know, come up with something better.
And that wasn't his idea, though.
I know, but he ran with it.
He ran with it hard.
He took that flag and he just ran down the street with it.
I'm glad he did. It's what led us to 2016. Let's jump into what Johnny's here to talk about today, which is the impeachment. Johnny and I had a little debate yesterday. It was a good 10-15 minute debate.
Can I interject? You had that debate while some of us were actually listening to the hearings. I'm just saying, some of us were listening to all 5.5 hours.
Well, we all have different roles to fill.
Okay.
Yes.
You got to listen to the things nobody else wants to watch. Sean has to have debates.
I'm just saying, I had to drink heavily last night because of
this. Yeah. Somebody twisted his arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan has never been bad.
Let me make this about myself. Continue, sorry.
Johnny and I had a debate yesterday, and it was the way a debate should be between two different ideologies. It was respectful, and it was neither one of us were trying to win. We were just stating our facts and the cases as we see them. We talked about him coming on the podcast, and he was nice enough to go ahead and come into enemy territory, as it were, and discuss the impeachment as he sees it. And he even typed up 46 pages worth of notes.
Yeah. What section are we reading now?
Paragraph 1, all right. Section 2.
Let us consult the holy texts.
Yeah.
The holy
text. I do like that you put links on here because I can not go to them.
Oh, you didn't get an email? Oh, that's right. You don't check emails. Conservatives don't check emails on these days.
So our consensus that I believe is, as far as the right's consensus, is that yesterday was a huge nothing burger for the Democrats. Nothing. What we got out of yesterday's hearings was that nobody has had any conversations with Trump. They've only overheard somebody talking about somebody overhearing that they talked to Trump.
Can I just say in there? I mean, it was only day one of the hearings too, and over and over and over again, the guy that got talked to is Sondland. This is he's the one that he's the EU ambassador for United States. He's the one that seemed to have a lot more direct contact with Trump. We also know Giuliani. I still don't know what the hell Giuliani was doing. Honestly, I like Rudy, but man, what was he doing over there? And Mick Mulvaney.
Right, and it is day one. But here's the thing. When you're launching an impeachment inquiry, you don't want to wait to keep... You want to make a splash.
Yeah, why would you go with that guy?
Why would you go with two guys that really have no bearing on this entire process whatsoever?
They're running a marathon. That's the thing. This one thing I thought, I didn't. I watched the first 1 hour of each one of the kind of like statements, and then I went to my news sources and just watched the summary. And that's exactly what they want. They wanted sound bites to let the stage set.
Right, but the sound bites that came out of it, I don't think helped the Democrats whatsoever.
I got to tell you, it was boring.
Yeah, that's consensus of both sides.
And that's the thing. The only issue is C-SPAN is boring for a reason. You know, government moves at that snail pace. Yeah. We just have to understand that the thing that I took away from the whole was that little negative drop. Just like, hey, by the way, somebody told me about a call. You know, my friend of a friend told me about this call. And I'm like, okay, you could have done a public statement before the inquiry to tell us more. Or just have your friend that you said that come beside you and be like, hey, by the way, this is my friend, Bob. He told me about
this. Why didn't they just call the friend?
Yeah, just send it all the way up the chain until you have the people who actually heard it.
It's like the REO Speedwagon song. I heard it from a friend who heard it from now that you've been messing around. Exactly. It's basically what happened yesterday.
Because, of course, government moves at snail pace, regardless of whatever happens. So what's going to happen now is they're going to be like, hey, let's private, what, this Friday they're going to meet with the guy or the...
No, former ambassador of that was mentioned in the phone call between Zelensky and Trump, Jan Ivanovich.
But there is also a closed-door hearing of some kind later in the morning. And I think it's because of this new information, which they knew about it before he said anything.
Well, obviously they know a lot.
But I think before we move on, just like I was reading an opinion poll, I think it was Monmouth University, before the hearing started yesterday. 81% of the public, according to this poll, have already made up their minds if they support impeachment or not. So you wonder, in the boring, it's all day long, it's during work week, will it make it? Again, I think it is kind of how the media packages it, I think, maybe, sometimes. But I think overall, I think people have basically made up their mind.
The thing about these impeachment hearings is that it's literally a Rorschach inkblot test, where everyone who hates Trump is going to look at it and see, this is exactly the reason why we should hate Trump. All this evidence is coming out. This will get him out of office. Everyone who loves him is going to look at it and just see it as more reason to support Trump and to love Trump, and that it's more proof that he didn't do anything wrong. So there's not really many opinions that are going to be changed here. It's just more people pointing at things that prove
I think it's adding. I think, well, to your point, I think it's adding more. It's solidifying people to one side or the other. It didn't help clarify things. It just raised more questions.
It clarified positions. It didn't clarify the actual facts.
Right. It didn't clarify any fact. It was just, and the one, I can't remember the one Democrat that said that hearsay is more.
Yeah, then what was that about?
Is more reliable than direct.
What?
See, that to me...
That doesn't help the case.
Come on, Johnny.
I know, coming from an independent to Democratic, I gotta tell you...
that was really...
It was really rough for me, because some of the things that made me go Democratic was because of the actions taken by the Biden administration. A great example is Giuliani kind of going and doing his own shit. Stuff.
It's okay, I say it all the time, don't worry about it.
Okay. What happens if Giuliani came up and said, hey, by the way, we're going to promise Russia to be off your back. And, you know, the Ukrainians like, all right, we'll do a frontal assault and da-da-da, right? Well, if he didn't go back to the president in time and say, hey, I just told this foreign policy that I want, you know, we're going to give Russia off their backs and help them bomb. Well, guess what? The Ukrainians committed. They lost. Russia takes Ukraine. You know, one word and misstep in these kind of like, world views and world events can cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, but Johnny, if pigs had wings, they'd fly.
True.
That's one word. So you know what I'm saying? It's like you're taking a hypothetical situation and adding it to and trying to change it to something that is pertinent in this, and it really isn't. Regardless of what Giuliani is doing,
He's not the president.
He's
right.
not the president.
I made this point before. That's why.
For the president.
Well, regardless, Oliver North, again.
It reminds me of Iran Contra a little bit, because I really don't think Reagan knew. Again, Trump would never want to admit he doesn't know what's going on, but, you know, and some of us, he might not have.
To tell you the truth, one thing I know about Trump, he knows what's going on.
You think so?
Again, you're making an assumption.
I just want you to know that.
You're making an assumption.
He's a businessman.
Of course.
He made his whole life on making deals. And when you make deals, you need to know both sides of everything before you make that deal.
No, I agree. But that doesn't... But
here's the thing.
The scope of the president is a lot different than the scope of a businessman.
Well, he's running the country like a business, though.
Right? So far, yeah. And he's doing a wonderful job. How's your 401k?
It's okay. My side business is dead, though, but thanks.
So I was going to say... So the thing that... Until I can see evidence of this, that was really getting to me, is that the Ukrainians... If the Trump administration was putting pressure on them to get, you know, to investigate the Bidens, you know, with withholding funding or whatever, somebody didn't tell them, because none of them can have ever, you know, Zelensky said it. Just today, the Ukrainian foreign minister came out and said that they didn't talk to them. I mean, unless they knew there was pressure put on them, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, can we subpoena the Ukrainians to testify?
Like I'm saying, Zelensky said it multiple times, and so is this foreign minister. Again, I guess the counter argument to that would be, well, of course they're going to say that because they want the funding. But now it's all in the public, though. Like, what has he got? He just said that now. Like, it's not like it's
like that, like
they've already released the funding.
Yeah, but he wants more money. Why wouldn't you just shut the hell up and get the money?
Because everybody's going to be watching it now. It's like that's going to be a
So the question is, if they didn't know that the money was if the money was withheld
till August 29th. That's what Taylor said, even himself yesterday.
So if the money was withheld till August 29th, but the Ukrainians didn't know it was being withheld, how is this a issue? Like, if I was holding money over your head, like if I said, Johnny, slap Ryan in the face.
Do that for free.
People really want to do that a lot.
Do that for free 99.
Yeah. But I said, and I told you, look, I'll give you, I want you to slap Johnny in the face, but before, or let's.
I can smack him now?
Wait. No.
Okay.
Did you pay him to smack me in the face? Because you have to pay him to smack me in the face.
See, there you go.
I'm cheap. I'm Dutch. I ain't got to pay for that. Do it my own way.
You asking all these people to slap Ryan, it's inciting violence against journalists.
I'm triggered right now. Don't put a CNN block on my head and just, do that.
Now, I told you, slap Ryan if he doesn't pay me $20,000.
All right.
Okay? But, that's the wrong scenario. I'm saying it wrong. So
he's on the verge of making the case for the Democrats.
No, I'm not though.
Plot twist.
So there's three parties here. So there's the Ukraine, there's Trump, and then there's the Democrats story.
And Giuliani.
Giuliani's not part of this.
Okay.
I promise to protect Ryan.
I'm not Ryan, but
okay. I mean, I promise to protect Connor from Ryan.
Okay.
I'm going to protect Connor from Ryan.
Gotcha.
This is
super complicated, by
the way. It is, but it's not.
It's about to make sense.
Like he's like talking about mafia protection.
I'm going to protect Connor from Ryan. But in order for him to get my protection, I'm asking him to investigate you. If he doesn't realize I'm not protecting him, how is that a crime?
The intent of protection.
Intent doesn't mean anything. Intent doesn't mean anything. It's what if the Ukrainians didn't know the money was being withheld. Because that's the whole thing, is they were being told that the money was being withheld until they investigated Biden.
That
right?
was the
that's what the quid pro quo is right. about, yes?
But wait.
If the Ukrainians did not know that the money was being held, they had no idea, then how is that quid pro quo if they don't know the money's being held?
Well, this is the thing. I did my little research because...
I knew you were going to... You said you were going to.
Oh, that's good.
So they knew it was not...
Who knew?
No, they didn't know anything until August 12th. When they say, hey, by the way, where's the money? We're supposed to get it back in July.
And the call was the 25th.
So them expecting the money in July is them saying, okay, it's July. Now it's August 12th. Where's the money? And then the ambassador goes, oh, well, let me ask my, everything through that. So as soon as the whistleblower hit on, I think it was September 9th, the aid was released on the 11th.
I thought it was the 29th.
Nope.
No, it was September. That's when they found out. Well, okay. That's when it was. So there's that.
Right, but
Taylor testified himself yesterday.
But if the call happened before.
In July, and
they still didn't know about the money.
Because they expected the money to come later.
Right, but they didn't know it was being held. If they don't know it's being held, how is this quid pro quo? If it was quid pro quo, they would know that, oh, I got to do this in order to get this money.
Well, according on the call, that's the thing. The call is kind of weird, to tell you the truth. The call is like, if you ever dealt with a plumber in New York, that's what I felt like the call was a little bit like, where you're like, hey, I need you to get this done. What do you need to get done? Well, that thing you need to get done.
You forgot the part where he kissed his ass. But anyway.
Oh, Mr. Trump, we trying to clean
by the way,
drain the swamp too.
How many times did he mention Biden?
I don't know.
Very, very short.
Very, because
it was we read the whole transcript.
It's not a transcript. See, other people, it's a summary.
Yeah, I know, but that's protocol. What are they supposed to change it now? Is this every word and with a foreign leader? I mean, that if he wouldn't have released that, everybody would have been all upset because he wouldn't have released that.
Yeah, but the thing is, before you release anything in a press release, you sanitize it for top secret data. You could have gave the freaking nuclear codes to whatever. Of course, you sanitize that out, but you don't sanitize references to names and stuff like that.
But if he only mentioned Biden once, about saying something about the Bidens, did not connect any money to it, to the statement, and the Ukrainians didn't know that money was being held, where is the
bribery?
How is there bribery? Well, they did not know the money was being held. How is that bribery? The money was coming regardless.
That's to me, like me saying, hey, by the way, you know, you get a paycheck every 2 weeks, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to hold your paycheck back. When do you know you don't get your paycheck?
When I go and look at my bank account.
2 weeks later.
I don't know. It depends. Depends on how much money I have.
There you go.
But it doesn't.
So the Ukrainians.
That's not bribery. Bribery.
That pay in August. Guess what? When they went to their bank account, they're like, hey, where's that $400 million from the United States? Don't they owe us a little money? They alerted the ambassador saying, hey, are we going to get this money? Because we're about to get our asses handed to by the Russians.
But
that's still not bribery.
So what I would say about
that.
Yeah.
Then they go back and the ambassador goes, hey, by the way, I think you need to do a CNN interview saying you're going to do this investigation. Because they don't really tell who to investigate. It's just an investigation. If it's corruption, it's great. He's corrupt. Yeah. But until that happened, and then everything was going to be probably released later on. But then the whistleblower hit, and they immediately released it September 11th. Okay, well, Ukraine's like, what happened?
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah.
So if they don't know.
An ignorant party. But the thing is.
But they're the party that's getting the money. It's like, you cannot bribe somebody and them not know they're being bribed. Isn't that like.
Yeah, nobody let them know.
If you're not. So you can't.
How do they know they're supposed to investigate the Bidens and not get their funding? Like, if they don't know.
Well, but I think it's actually. A press conference. So yeah. What was the press conference going to be about?
Did they do the press conference?
It was canceled at the last minute.
Okay, then there is no.
Yeah, but there was an intent to announce what? That
we don't know.
The new Ukraine.
Again, you're talking about intent and things that aren't public knowledge.
But if the transcript is all they got, the information they got, again, I know there's more information, whatever, but there is nothing impeachable in that transcript. There's just not.
See, to me, the transcript was kind of right.
Yeah, I know, and you did. We disagreed at the time with this. But
what put me over the edge was now this extra collaboration with the UN ambassador. If Trump was actually on the phone saying, hey, is that investigation going well? And there was kind of a way of him checking up on that, because the investigation implies you're looking into Biden, right? Do we all agree that the investigation implies, the term investigation by Trump means I'm looking.
Well, he tied it together with CrowdStrike, I believe, is also.
Well, it's not just, it's not, it wasn't just, it wasn't just.
The thing is, it could be against that, those corrupt Ukrainian individuals.
Well, it's also the whole Hillary thing was in there as well with the emails.
During that time, for the 2016 election?
No, yes. So the whole email thing was what they have. That's where the
Chalupa. Are you talking about Chalupa? The woman, the DNC that went to the Ukrainian embassy looking to dig up dirt on Paul Manafort during 2016 election.
Well, no, they also had they also had access to, I think, the servers or something.
Well,
but I do know that the Hillary's emails were also mentioned. I don't remember if that was in the actual transcript, but
summary. I'm still not. When I worked for the government, they don't label anything transcript if it's audio. Like, literally, some computer pressed the button and spit out the
transcript. But they don't record actual.
Can see the point, though. Like, if he doesn't release that, then it's well, he's hiding something. Now he releases it. Well, that's not good enough. That's not word for word. Like, what is he supposed to do in that situation? Didn't he do the best that he could by releasing that?
I think he actually hurt himself.
Why do you think that?
Because, to me, the Ukrainians were pissed off because he did it.
Well, again, he was in a tight. Again, that's another thing.
But the thing is,
I know,
our allies are everything around the world. If we tried to stand up to everybody by ourselves, we would have been invaded long.
And he said that as much too. It's not like something he wanted to do. But you know, this is an extraordinary circumstance. I mean, his presidency could be feasibly on the line if he doesn't release this thing. So this was an extraordinary circumstances. Obviously, he didn't want to do that, and he said that at the time. But I mean, if he sits on it and doesn't release it, then he looks even more guilty.
So
I would have explained it more. If I was him trying to, I would have sat down and read the damn transcript to the American people, because, like you said, interpretation
and I could agree with you on that, and we've talked about that, and sometimes one of our, at least, I mean, I think you agree with me too a little bit, is with Trump, is he doesn't sit down enough and explain what he's trying to do.
Trump is...
Yeah. He doesn't use the bully pulpit, whatever you want to say, the Oval Office, whatever, to explain his policies. He just kind of like, yeah, this is what I'm doing.
He says he's transparent, but he kind of has the expectation that Yeah, people are tracking with me. People get what I'm doing. But he's not. He's not taking the time to explain what he's doing.
Exactly. If he explained more of his actions, we wouldn't be in this situation.
Like, if you recall when we did the podcast about the pullout from Syria, that didn't seem like a really great idea at the time. We had that whole conversation.
He didn't explain it.
He didn't explain it. It ended up working out pretty well overall, but he didn't take the time to sit down and explain, here's what I'm doing.
Well, I'll tell you, probably part of it is he's probably doesn't know. And what I mean by that, like when we're talking about the pullout of Syria, he's probably taking the advice of the people around him and just saying, okay, if this is what we need to do, this is what we need to do. And again, I realize that the ultimate decision lands on his shoulders. But Trump works off bullet points. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's not a details guy. He's a bullet points kind of dude, and I can respect that because I'm the same way. I'm a big picture guy.
It's kind of funny. The other day, it was the closest I've ever seen him to admit that he has a fault. He goes, I often do my best work off script. I probably also do my worst work off script. It's like even Trump gets it sometimes. He's like,
look, he has the CEO mentality. And the thing is that I got to admit, no other president in the United States has been a CEO. They've always been a political or a mayor, you know, something like that. When you try to run a company that's not set up to run like you want it, it's going to be a lot of kinks.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying right now. It's like right now, I mean, impeachment, if there's validness, maybe if that phone call is going to be my decision maker. Because if it's him on the phone telling the UN ambassador, what's this investigation? And he says Biden on the call, because right now, it's like you said, it's hearsay. It's second. We need to actually get something. Subpoena the freaking cell phone company. Everybody knows we record every conversation on the planet. Get that conversation. And then just say, look, everybody right, left, middle, listen to this.
Yeah, but that sets a dangerous precedent, Shawnee, because that makes every conversation that the president has public, gives it a public... what's the word I'm looking for?
Like if you push hard enough, you can listen to any conversation.
You can listen to any conversation that the president has.
No other country listened to that conversation. It was an open cell line. It wasn't a secure phone. We don't know it was a secure phone. If it was loud enough for that, being secure phones have a certain, you know, you have to have an earpiece with them. So it was on an open line. So if we're not listening, it could have been the Russians listening.
It could have been an encrypted number. Like it could have been the way the cell phone, like there are cell phones that are just encrypted. They used to sell them all the time. I forget what the brand was. Do you remember what the brand?
BlackBerry
was, but there was another one that I think it was called BlackPhone or something like that. That everything was encrypted and calls.
Yeah, but it's the UN ambassador. He's probably on an iPhone, you know, 10 or 11, whatever it was at the time.
Again, but that's making an assumption.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
But back to the testimony yesterday and everything. Something that struck me is that Taylor himself, Ambassador Taylor, had met with Zelensky three times, I believe, after the phone call. I don't want to get it all murkied up a little bit, but pretty sure it was three times after the phone call. He met with Zelensky himself. Not once did that, and by Taylor's own admission, did that come up that he felt there was any pressure on him to investigate the Bidens. And this was from Taylor himself yesterday. I just find that kind of interesting, him being the top U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. You think that would have come up at some point?
Ambassadors, man. I got to tell you right now. They're political appointees, except for the ones that have been there for 10, 15 years.
Yeah, and how long was Taylor there?
Taylor had came back into the fold. Pompeo asked him back, was it back after the...
After the other lady got...
Yeah, after... Yeah, Yanovich. All these Russian-Ukrainian names are so hard to say. I have to go back and watch hockey again. Well, hockey, more all those hockey names. But anyways, I just found that interesting. I would think that would have come up, you know, at some point.
To me, look, if I was in the Trump circle, I would pretty much say, look, Giuliani fucked up. I know he fucked up. And let him take the fall.
He's saying the big word.
Yeah.
And I'm F-bomb.
Look, to tell you the truth, I think that Giuliani is, you know, a lot of people know he's kind of a rogue guy. He usually does whatever the heck he wants. I'm going to tell you the truth. There's probably was a time where Giuliani's like, hey, I'm going to go find some information for you. And Trump's like, all right, go do it. You know, I got other things to worry about. I got taxes and all that stuff to pass and all that stuff in the wall. And then Giuliani goes out there, does the Giuliani thing, you know, tries to be like, hey, I'm going to take you down. If you don't do this, do this, do this. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm working for Trump. Trump said this. Trump said that. If that's true, you should be, Giuliani should be behind bars, and Trump should be like, yep, I washed my hands of this whole situation. It was all him. Let's go.
If that's what it comes down to. But Giuliani wasn't even a part of that situation. He's a part of a different situation.
That emerged into this
situation. So it's interesting that, as clearly from what it's been reported, is that just what John Bolton thought. He was like, I don't know what these drug deal these guys are working on over there. And this is, you know, it's been reported. He didn't, a lot of the people clearly didn't like what was going on with Giuliani. I think that's pretty safe to say. These people like Bolton stuff didn't like what Giuliani was doing.
The thing is, he was touting as himself as a Trump warrior out there saying, hey, I'm going to find the truth. When really, if you're saying that, you know, Trump doesn't have all the information, well then, either Trump said, all right, I'll own this, or just say, hey, I don't know what the hell.
But here's the thing. It comes down to what he was looking for.
It does come. That is very important, because there is good evidence. This whole thing, I mean, Hunter Biden, there's definitely some legitimate things to look into there.
Well, that's exactly it. If there is American taxpayer money being funneled through the Ukraine back into the pockets of American politicians and their children, that is corruption.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of whether Biden is in the political race or not.
Biden should release his tax return, so is his son, and then we confirm all this.
But it's already confirmed that they've gotten cash from the Ukraine.
Show me the tax returns and I'll see it. The thing is, if you can give me some proof that says that there is money, is there like serial...
Burisma Holdings. I actually sent... I do have...
That's me. Yes, everybody, just so you know, this is me.
This guy that I'm supposed to slap later. But
this is me.
I did send Ryan an article yesterday with the bank statements of the money going to Hunter Biden.
Well, but there's politicals and a lot of reporting.
Now, is it real or is it generated? Because I can generate bank statements in like 10 minutes, too.
But the one thing we do know that there's...
How is anything real in that? You know what I'm saying? Now you bring the legitimacy of any document into question.
I do. I bring any legitimacy.
Well, that means it doesn't matter what Trump releases, you're not going to believe him.
But
because you're going to question the validity of the document that's released. If you can't...
It's the source that releases the document.
Oh, but what's the source you believe you agree with?
The IRS.
Just so that's it.
Whatever you submitted to the IRS.
So you will take the word of the IRS, the organization that Obama weaponized and went after right-wing groups, as something that is valid.
I will take the underpaid IRS worker.
You mean unnecessary wrong, because we really don't need the IRS.
Well, taxes, yeah, that's a whole different topic that I don't want to get into.
Anyway, but back to...
I'm saying, look, I know people in the IRS that work 20,
Ryan,
30 hours
just here for decoration
just
today.
To get... Some guys audited out tax return in a week because the rich guy wants to get out of this. Just release the freaking tax returns for all the presidential candidates, Democratic and Republican, and we're just done. Once you get that information out, and if they find out he lied on the tax return, guess what? That's a whole different crime. That's a whole different thing. Just release it.
Right, but what would that have to do with, again, what does that have to do with Trump's tax returns?
Because then that will show him, hey, look, I want to be transparent and open, like he says.
Yeah, but that doesn't have...
Why doesn't Biden and his son release their tax return, too?
Yeah, but...
Lead by example.
Trump's not under investigation for accepting money from a foreign... Neither is the Bidens, but Trump isn't being accused of accepting money from foreign companies or foreign governments.
But lead by example by releasing...
I think there's something really important that's missing here, though, is that I keep hearing referred to as he was trying to dig up dirt on Biden. But these are pretty well-known accusations. I'm not sure how that's dirt, if that's what he was strictly looking at, was into his son's business ties and him withholding funds under, I'm talking about Vice President Biden. That seems like it's a legitimate... Now, if it would be interesting to see if they were like sending, you know, these guys to look into what if
Biden whether he's peeing on hookers.
Gotcha. Oh, wait, that kind of happened with some other party to Trump. Anyway, that's dirt. That's looking dirt. Up dirt.
What happens in Russia stays in Russia. Yeah. Right?
That's what I'm saying. But to say that I keep hearing this term dirt, but if this is a pretty well-known accusation.
It's not even an accusation.
Or whatever. I mean, there's a lot.
It's Biden admitting that he held money over the Ukrainians' head unless they fired a prosecutor that was investigating the company that Joe Biden's son worked for.
See, I'm telling you. At least some tax returns. You convince a lot more people than just me. You convince me instantaneously.
Yeah. So I'll pose this question then. Like, if, say, for the sake of the argument, Trump did on this phone call say, hey, you guys should look into Biden, mm-hmm. or we're not going to give you this money, is that an offense worthy of being removed from office for?
Well, the thing is, he's a different... President's under different laws. He has executive privileges. He also hold up to different laws. So for me and you to do that, no. But for him to do it, maybe. Because he's the leader of the strongest world power. So he could come...
Thank you for admitting that.
Well, he is. We are
no, well, thank you, but I mean, just...
So if he comes over and says, hey, Taiwan... Oh, it's a little bit.
You do it right.
Hey, Hong Kong, you want to be part of America? If you do ABCD, you can be part of America. He could do that without having to go through Congress, without having to do anything. Well, is that a crime? Because now he's promising Treasury money to a foreign power for him to help with something else.
So this question goes to everybody. What, because this is, I mean, everybody's kind of going all over the place. What an impeachable offense. What is, to you, an impeachable offense if he committed it?
Comment below.
That should have been the first thing that they defined. Like, before determining who is in charge of running hearings and everything, define impeachable defense, or impeachable offense, and just put it out there so everybody knows we're on the same page here.
I mean, I seem to have skipped that step.
To me, a high crime or misdemeanor is something that puts our country in danger and puts American lives in danger.
But that's your opinion.
No, a high crime for an American president who is supposed to be our commander in chief, you know, what constitutes a high crime or a misdemeanor? It has to be, to me, a crime or a misdemeanor that puts American lives in danger.
Don't you think at this point, though, in this story, and I'll let you finish after this, but a lot of it does come down to assuming there was even this, you know, quid pro quo intent? I mean, in a lot of ways, like, because if it was for political reasons, you know, like, he's like, I want to beat Biden in 2020, this was well known, or is it, I really do have concern that they are not investigating corruption stories like the Bidens and the Stroudcraft strike.
If he said this is for corruption, we wouldn't be here. But the thing...
That's kind of what the transcript says. That is what the transcript says.
The funny thing I want to end with.
And I was just assuming the funny. Like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Biden may not even be the front runner for 2020.
That's exactly it.
And that's the funny thing about done. And in January, he may run out of money.
And
it's hurting him, though, politically. Like, he has dropped in the polls because of it. But he's still winning, though. Let's be honest, though. There's this... Biden's not done yet. He's still winning a lot of the national polls.
They're kind of holding his hand and helping him along. Because if you recall, during the Democratic debates a few weeks ago, Anderson Cooper was questioning him and basically phrased it as, how do you respond to these baseless allegations against you and your son?
Like, it's real journalism.
Cooper does do a lot of softball.
Yeah, exactly. It was total softball.
That wasn't even a softball. Yeah. That's
like we already that's a know. Beach ball. Like, we already know it's made up. So how do you respond to it?
Who's my top three right now? It is Mayor Pete. It is Yang, but you guys probably hate Yang because he gives away free money.
I like that he thinks for himself, though.
Yeah, I like that he thinks outside the box.
He's got the businessman mentality.
And then I still feel the burn from 2016.
Play the music. The Bernie song.
But no, I'll tell you right now. Biden.
Unfortunately.
Biden's campaign, I'd be really worried about Mayor Pete. Because my demographic, 35 to 45... He's a freaking veteran. He speaks six languages. He's LGBTQ friendly. He is like...
He's not even Tulsi.
There's another candidate that's the same age. Who's way better, and her name's Tulsi.
Mm. Tulsi.
I don't know. I've always thought that Mayor Pete's going to be probably on the top of the list for vice presidential picks.
He won't do vice. He'll wait till 2024.
I think he'll at least get an offer.
I think it would be in his best interest. To be
I'm going
to
tell you why it'll never be Mayor Pete.
Why, you know?
Because Mayor Pete is like 5'5". And and no American is going to vote for a president that's tiny.
So it's not even like, yeah, some people say, oh, America would never vote for a gay guy. Have you, like, no, you, it's just he's not tall.
You're not voting for him because he's gay. No, I'm just not voting for him.
I just don't do guys. I don't vote for guys under 6 feet tall.
Yeah. And look, which is not good for me.
Ronald Reagan wasn't that much taller than Walter Mondale. And when they ran for the, when they had a debate and they came out, Reagan bent down to shake his hand to make it look like he was a lot taller. Well, there's a reason why he did that.
He knew he understood stagecraft, unlike any president.
There's a reason he did that.
Wooden box, and it's awesome for like TV shows.
Pete, Mayor Pete will never be president.
Hey, Tom Cruise has been.
He will never be president.
Right, so here we go. So here's the thing about Mayor Pete. You ever been to South Bend, Indiana?
No.
Mayor Pete shouldn't be president. I've been there many times. He shouldn't be president.
Well,
hasn't done a damn thing for this.
Well, here my problem with Mayor Pete is the fact that he will not stand next to his own employees. For the people that
with the
shooting that happened in South Bend, and he marched with
the
anti-police protest. That to me tells me that Mayor Pete cares nothing about the people that really protect our country.
That's true. I think when you run for president, you have to kind of toe that line, say. But at the same time, you know, you should have been supportive of the police as well.
Yeah,
That's one thing. I wish.
If only he knew how to skateboard.
like Beto.
This is the problem. A lot of these presidential candidates want to go far left to try to get as many of the populace and all that to get. You know, they think that the left and the right is the only way to go. There's a center line. There's people that are like, oh, I have to be a Democrat because, you know, it's better for my business, or I have to be a Republican because I'm making more money for my livelihood. A lot of people feel in this country that the two-party system is the problem. There should be a third party that kind of says, hey, you know what? Stop fucking around. Let's go.
Well, we tried to have a third party, but Obama sicked the IRS on the Tea Party, if you don't.
The Tea Party was
that
just
was a movement inside the
right.
Yeah. Right, but they were on their way to becoming their own party.
I wish the Tea Party had died off.
Is the Republican Party assimilated?
No, Obama attacked them with the IRS.
How many Tea Party were elected? Lois Lerner officials took the were elected fifth. During Obama.
What's that?
Lois Lerner took the fifth, and she after making a statement, and then she took the fifth. I've never seen anything like that in my life. You remember that when she, the Irish lady was in charge of the IRS division that targeted the conservatives? She comes up there like blah blah talks, but I'm pleading the fifth. I'm like, and you couldn't question her back. It drove me nuts. Anyway, I know some people involved in the Tea Party that actually won a lawsuit against the IRS in Lerner, and for like $3 million or something like that. And,
yeah,
it was Citizens for Self Governance. They won a lawsuit against them, so because they were one of the Tea Party groups that was most Tea Party patriots that were targeted. So,
yep.
Yeah, but I agree with where Johnny's coming from on that. America wasn't supposed to be split up into two big political parties. If you recall, George Washington, before he left office, basically said, "Hey guys, don't split into political parties. It's going to cause problems." Then within a couple decades, let's go into a two-party system.
No. It was right after he left. It was Thomas Jefferson and James Madison.
Within a couple decades, they had like the solidified two parties, and that's it.
That's the thing. Is I think like the bring back the old school Whig party. We'll wear some Afro wigs and stuff like that.
I would love us to at least. I don't like parliamentary systems, but what I would like is if we had a question and answer, like they have like PM questions with Trump, come on, that would be so much fun. That would be so funny. He'd be up there like talking all these.
Did it again.
Yeah, sorry. He'd be up there like, well, I'm trying to do
that microphone
Trump
like it owes you money.
Yeah. Anyway,
did you slap it for a dollar?
No, but I'm gonna pay you.
Anyway, hey, I'm talking about. I'm fantasizing if Trump was in a prime minister role.
So you're fantasizing about Trump for a dollar. We got
all right. Whatever.
We got you.
Another day, another dollar. What can I say?
Okay.
Anyway,
I really think if you really go out and say, hey. You know, the people that are in the middle that, you know, they don't identify as Republican, they'll identify as Democratic. Say, why are you being heard? And a lot of people are like, nah, at the end, I just close my eyes, I check a box.
Well, as a conservative, I don't feel I have an actual true representative. You know, candidates, because there's not really a lot of true conservative candidates.
No, that was my big frustration with the Tea Party is that after 2010, they kind of, maybe 2011, 2012, after that, they just kind of died off. And the ones that were supposedly Tea Party, they became part of the establishment, which was always, and they started voting
and
these giants.
Assimilated like the freaking.
Right, but they had no choice.
And they joined, well.
Well, that's the thing, is the political system in America is broken, in my opinion, because unless you have a big backer, or unless you, you know, sell your soul to the party, you can't campaign. I mean, a great example is like for city commissioner or for mayor. If I want to run for mayor of my city, I would need minimum $2 million, right? Where the hell am I going to get $2 million?
Yeah, even, you're right.
So now I'm going to have to go to, hey, high party donors, all right, well, I'm about to join a party. I'm going to have to go like, all right, so for me joining this party, what do I have to do? Well, then guess what? If I make the office, I owe you favors. See, there should be a way where the common person, you, like for you, you run for office.
You're a common person.
Well, I'm uncommon, but I am a commoner.
So you're common E.
I'm an uncommon commoner.
Okay. There should be a way for the common person to run for office while not having to have millions and millions of dollars. Back in the day, the local horse farmer could run for office.
You could do it today. It would take all of your time. It's either, because that's all the money does is save you time. You could go from house to house shaking hands every day.
You couldn't spread it. You could, if you really wanted to, you need to get on TV. Like the thing with the internet, okay, the internet's great. It's been here around 20 years, but it's also the darkest thing that humanity's ever created.
Yeah, it's like heaven and hell combined one thing.
It's, we're in internet purgatory right now. In order for you to win a local election, you have to basically blanket every local news site, every online newspaper, every 6 o'clock, you know.
Or I need one video to go viral.
Because viral is nationwide, not viral is not the local level.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Once you go viral nationwide, you're known locally.
So you're running for city council, a video goes viral of you doing what?
Probably you don't want to know the videos that are out there of me doing things.
Nope, don't want to do that. Don't want to know that. Yeah,
don't open that Pandora's box.
Here's a guy running for city council back when he was a professional wrestler.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
El luchador. Ooh,
so before we wrap up, we should decide like what is an impeachable offense in this situation though.
In me?
What? I just go around the table.
Just for me, for the new guy, if you strong arm somebody into doing something for a favor. That is, in my opinion, an impeachable offense. As a president, as a common man, that's a whole different. The president is under a different law base, in my opinion. So
my question is, should after this whole debacle is over, should Congress investigate Joe Biden?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to be fair, to tell you the truth, you know, they're saying, oh, Biden's out. I'm like, no, Biden, release your tax returns, get investigated. So you can be open and transparent.
But he, Biden did admit to holding funds.
If he does it under oath.
Right. But I'm saying we have video of him.
Video.
Admitting I was not going to give them the money unless they fired the.
Shokin.
I can't remember the guy's name. Shokin, the other.
Who also said he was in
chief
the
prosecutor.
He was fired because
and
of that.
He says that. He holds up his tax return and says, I have zero money from Ukraine, and then he's good.
No. It was he held government money over their head.
So
it wasn't his own money.
Yeah.
He held government money, government aid, over the head of the Ukraine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what his tax
return says.
It doesn't matter what his tax return says.
He's telling he's profiting from it, though.
No. Trump's not profiting from this either. So it's like
political capital is
can I call BS on something about Biden? There's no way he didn't know what his son was doing. Like he's like, we never talked about business. Like, you never talked about what you're doing for business.
When was the last time you called your papa you told him what you were doing this week?
He knows what I work.
What about the picture of him and his business partners on the golf course with his dad?
I talked.
What do you think they talked about on that golf course?
Yeah.
The wind.
Yes.
The weather.
Yeah, you're gonna tell me that? I mean, come on. And we also know that some people inside the State Department had concerns about that too at the time with Hunter's ties. There's also that the ambassador to the Ukraine who just fired. She was contacted by a DNC staff. I mean, there's definitely a lot of concerns with the Hunter Biden stuff. But,
concerns.
Yeah.
Let's call it what it is.
I'm being diplomatic.
Quit being diplomatic. Call it what it is.
Anyway.
So let him get invested.
The reason why this is important, like, it's not where, like, I'm not trying to shift the story to Biden.
Yeah, yeah, it has nothing to do with Biden.
I'm just saying there is legitimate concerns of why this should be investigated, should have been investigated.
There's plenty of corruption from everybody
and
for them to all get their fair share of investigations.
And as an American president or whatever, he's in his right to try to...
There's nothing about this situation that is impeachable. If there was collusion with Russia, impeachable. This is not an impeachable offense. If it's true. If he's holding money, because you don't know what he was holding the money for. Was it for political gain, or was it actually to smoke out and investigate corruption?
The thing is, the action of holding the money may be the impeachable offense. If he properly went to say, hey, Congress, I don't want to disperse this money because I feel like it would be used for corrupt ideas. Right. He should have stated that. If he stated that from the beginning, we would never be in this situation. But he wanted to do his own investigation because he doesn't trust the system because he's a businessman. He's trying to go outside the system. So if he actually gave the time and said, hey, Congress, hold up the money. I found something. Give me 4 months. And the Ukraine has been like, well, okay, we'll do whatever you want.
That may be. That might have been a wiser course of action.
Yeah.
But knowing Trump how we know Trump.
Exactly. And that's the problem.
The details.
It's like
that bullet point he missed.
Yeah. I think this was fun. I mean, I don't think that
do you need me to like stomp the table and walk out and be like
Well, no, I was hoping not. I wasn't going to attack you, and I sure hope you weren't going to attack any of us.
You told me I could slap him for
a Well, that's what? Different.
Yeah, I was just saying, that's different.
That was a business transaction.
Oh, you verbally abused me. Okay. No,
everybody.
Physically, you can abuse me.
Everybody's been on me about somebody slapping him. I don't know what to tell you.
I get that a lot. It's okay.
Maybe you should investigate.
Yeah. But this was fun because I like getting the viewpoint of the other side. And technically, even though you're technically the other side, but you're really not the other side. You come from a different idea, and it does. You it's not like you didn't make any valid points, but all of this for everybody here is conjecture. Because what is known and what is not known.
And that's why I was trying to say it was only even in fairness, it was only one day of hearings.
Right.
So it's like there is still a lot more to come.
But again, and we talked about it.
I'm not looking forward to this.
And as I said in the beginning, your first day, you want to come out swinging. If you know anything about a fight, you don't want to be the guy that just walks out and just kind of like, let me see.
It's actually pretty tame for, like, they had a couple disputes over the rules and stuff, but usually it was like, it's more fireworks. It was kind of tame.
And not to mention the hidden hand signal.
That is actually interesting.
Did you see
that? That's a whole other
thing. We'll have to show you that, Johnny.
It is pretty interesting. Go to freedomwire.com.
Go to freedomwire.com. Look up the...
One of our political features
right now. One of our political features right now. Hidden hand signals. What do we call it?
It was Schiff cheating on live TV.
Schiff caught cheating on live TV. Was he caught? So please, go to freedomwire.com. Also, before we sign out, if you haven't already, please... what are we doing? Oh yeah, share the video, like the video, comment below. Did you like what you heard? Did you like Johnny's point of view, or do you
want to slap me too?
Do you want to slap F bomb in the face? Even though we might have a
likes.
We may have a new F bomb in the house.
Yeah.
Do you want to bring Johnny back for another episode?
I'm pretty clean. If we get 1,000 likes, I'll make sure we make a video of him slapping face.
I would too. Can we monetize that too?
Yeah.
We monetize it now, right? Okay.
So
bring
please,
it on.
Give so me please comment one. Below.
That's
also,
fall off.
If you haven't already, please.
You hit a man with glass.
I'm trying to close here.
Sorry.
Please subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed, or if you have subscribed, please hit the notifications button. And as always, if you want the swag, you want to read our information, please go to freedomwire.com. And that's all we got for today, right, gentlemen?
Happy impeachment watch.
Happy impeachment watch. So until next time, stay free, America.